Epilogue. Every woman I have ever loved has left her print upon me, where I loved some invaluable piece of myself apart from me, so different that I had to stretch and grow in order to recognize her. And in that growing, we came to separation, that place where work begins, another meeting. A year later, I finished library school. The first summer of a new decade was waning as I walked away from 7th Street for the last time, leaving that door unlocked for whatever person came after me who needed shelter. There were four half-finished poems scribbled on the bathroom wall between the toilet and the bathtub, others in the window jambs and the floorboards under the flowered linoleum mixed up with the ghosts of rich food smells. The casing of this place had been my home for 7 years, the amount of time it takes for the human body to completely renew itself cell by living cell. And in those years, my life had become increasingly a bridge and a field of women. Zami. Zami. A Kariakou name for women who work together as friends and lovers. We carry our traditions with us, buying boxes of Red Cross salt and a fresh cornstarch broom for my new apartment in Worcestershire. A new job, new house, new living, the old in a new way. Recreating in words the woman who helped give me substance. Their names, selves, faces feed me like corn before labor. I love each of them as a piece of me, and I choose these words with the same grave concern with which I choose to push speech into poetry, the mattering core, the forward visions of all our lives. Once home was a long way off, a place I had never been to, but knew out of my mother's mouth. I only discovered its latitudes when Kariakou was no longer my home. There it is said that the desire to lie with other women is a drive from the mother's blood.